Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me, spatially distanced, socially, and, you know, just we're trying to do our part. Next week, he's decided, are you going to not even come in next week? Or are you just going to connect like the rest of the
Scuba
Squad?
I might be Scuba Squad.
Might be.
I might have to join you from home.
Okay, we will see. We are doing our part to escape the madness and still have a little bit of fun in the process here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is all connected via the web, and we got a brand new Facebook Live video stream, which allows you to, for the first time ever, by the way, see the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and the comments are coming in hot and heavy. And I think overall, it's everybody's pretty much given the new look, two fins up. And there's comments like, wow, you know, this is the first time I've ever been able to see a lot of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and they look nothing like what I pictured them as. Is that a compliment or a complaint?
We look better, Greg.
You think? Is that what they've said?
Do they have anybody in particular on that list?
No names were given.
I think
no names were given, but they did say that tobacco nut was pretty bad.
No,
Did they? I don't think they did there, Jerry.
Yeah, I've seen.
Hey, I think we need two rules to go diving with.
Okay, what are those, Casey?
No shared snacks and no shared air. That's it.
That's the only rules. Okay.
Rules, you're safe. You aren't.
If we follow those rules as a society, I believe we're doomed.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. Moving on to other things for now. We have a special guest all the way from the UK. That would be Dominic. Dominic, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you? And welcome.
Thank you. I'm very well. How are you?
Okay. First off, let me apologize in advance because, you know, especially when we connect with someone from across the pond. You know, there's some issues, and I'm sure he's listening right now going, what the hell is wrong with these people? And that would take way too long to explain, so we're just going to move past that and apologize in advance.
It's all Greg's fault.
Yes, okay. You guys just be quiet. Let me talk to Dominic for now. Now, so Dominic's written a book that's out now that you can get on Amazon, and I want to get the name of the title right. It's, what is it, Salamar? No?
Salvamar. Yeah.
Salvamar. Okay. Yeah. And basically, this is the name of the business of your uncle. Is that right? Do I got it right?
Yes. This was the salvage company that he started.
Yeah.
How old was it?
When does it pick up? I mean, I've read the book. I really enjoyed it, by the way. And that's why we're having Dominic on.
Sorry, what was the first part of the question?
Well, your uncle that this book is written about... He started in the dive industry kind of like as an accident almost.
He lied his way into it. Yes, he said that he was experienced when he absolutely wasn't. So
yeah, but he was just a kid, like 20 something. Was he even 20? I forget what it said.
No, he was fairly well into commercial diving. He was fairly late into it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He had
misspent youth.
Yes. He had wasted his life away. And then all of a sudden he stumbles into this commercial diving world. And he was there at the beginning and turned it into a big business, made some big money, had quite a life. And Dominic is, you're his nephew. Is that right?
Yes.
And he passed away a few years ago, and you decided...
2016, yeah.
Yeah, and you wrote this book about his life. Now, you say how much of it is true and how much of it is you had to kind of, you know, connect some dots? What do you think?
95% is true.
Okay. And I'll tell you, if 95% of what I read is true, this guy was quite a character. And he had
that
reputation in your family. And once again, this is kind of like a thing that you did after he passed away and you decided, wow, you'd heard so much about him. You decided, I need to put this down in a book in some sort or what?
Yeah, well, it was quite a crazy story, actually, because a lot of his friends got in contact after he passed away. And because I was fairly like-minded, I went to visit them because they invited me. And it all started from there. I was provided with a load of letters from Anne, who's in the book that you read about. So she filled in an awful lot of gaps that my uncle invariably left because he was fairly understated with his information that he gave out. So, yes, but she was married to a diving supervisor and safety officer. So he explained an awful lot of stuff that I didn't understand. So my technical knowledge had to be increased and my knowledge on his life had to, you know, there were a lot of gaps because he was away most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, when you read the book, you know, he talks about his family and he loved his kids. He loved his, he didn't have kids, but he had nephews and nieces and you were one of those and everybody idolized him and he loved him and stuff like that. So at that time, did you you talk about in the book that he didn't really share his diving life or his commercial diving life with his family, and then you decided to write this book. I kind of wonder how did it go. When you found out he did all this nutty stuff, you just start hearing stories like he did what?
The opening of the book it didn't surprise me at all, but the opening of the book was when he stole his boat back from Spanish customs by scuba diving into the harbor. So that was an excellent way to start the book.
Yeah.
And an interesting way. I had to write that back into the story later on, but it was an excellent way to introduce the character.
Absolutely. And at that point, I mean, were you a diver? Had you already had some experience diving yourself in your own?
I did it 20 years ago in Greece, but no.
Okay.
So I had a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, well, and plus, it's the life of a commercial diver. So this is like a step beyond recreational diving. This isn't really, but it's the early days of when they're jumping down with these crazy, like 20,000 leagues under the sea, Aqualung type
stuff. So dangerous.
Yeah, crazy stuff. You know, it reminded me a lot of our buddy Neil Watson. I got to say, Neil's quite a colorful character. And when I was reading this, I could almost, I've heard a lot of Neil's stories anecdotally, and there was a lot of crossover. Like this guy, not only did he pioneer commercial diving, he also had quite the social life. Sounded a bit like a lady killer, if you know what I mean. And I mean that as a compliment. But all this stuff you found out about your uncle when you started doing the research for the boat or book, you started thinking was he like James Bond because he didn't share this stuff with you when you were a kid? Or were you kind of like, uh-oh, what's going on here?
I've been told that the commercial divers basically had a rule that they didn't really speak about it too much, one, because it was a lot to explain to the layman, and two, they didn't want their relatives to follow them into it.
Yeah,
I heard stories about a lot of guys used to get
killed. His buddies.
That's true. No. In terms of like that, they couldn't actually reproduce, so they couldn't actually have children.
Because all the decompression stuff. Yeah. Well. Okay. I didn't know that, but that kind of would make sense possibly too. But it's a very interesting read, and I can't think of a better time to pick up a book. If you can't dive, you might as well read a little bit about it or about someone's interesting life and how they helped pioneer some commercial diving stuff. It was really, really cool stuff.
Just get a book, Steve.
Okay. You could do that. But you can just get the ebook or order a hard copy, I guess, too, on Amazon. Can you or what?
Yes, you can, yeah.
And all you'd have to do is go to Amazon and do a search on, once again, Salvamar.
Salvamar, Salvamar.
Okay, and that's from our buddy Dominic. Dominic, thank you. I appreciate you sharing your story. I really enjoyed the read. I give it two fins up for sure. And I think, you know, like I said, in these troubled times that we find ourselves in right now, if you got to pass your, you know, it's better than having to interact with a bunch of people in your home that are driving you crazy at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, go read a book. Might as well have an underwater theme to it. Right, CJ?
I love it.
Yeah. So are you going to hang out with us or you got to go?
Cause it's I'm going to hang around for a while.
Okay. So maybe you can join in on this other conversation, but I wanted to get that out for Dominique. So you are welcome to join us for the rest of hour two here on Scuba Radio today, all the way from across the pond. How about that? We're international on Facebook Live.
Global.
Yeah, we'll go with that too. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Get it real! Woo!
If you hate to stay indoors to avoid all those corona spores, there is one place that you can go that we all know way down below.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
Maintain social distance or dive in a wet existence. You can drown that virus in the sea and make it safe for you and me. So if you're up for the task, all you need is your dive mask. You won't need a respirator when you use your regulator.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
One of us has made a gross error.
Now, that may be. That's very possible. Because I don't know if that's totally accurate if there's no corona underwater. It could be there. It could be lurking, you know, under a coral head or whatever. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we never let the truth get in the way of a good story or song or bad attempt at one. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is with me in the studio, socially distanced at least 6 feet apart from me. As you can plainly see from the video feed today on Facebook Live, we got new cameras. We got a, a bunch of people connected via the web, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, including Dominic from the UK. Salvamar is the book that we were just talking about. By the way, you can search for it.
He doesn't know what to think of us, Greg.
Well, of course he doesn't. And, geez,
try not to. You look like a confused bank robber.
Yes. He took his watch cap and put it over his face. You know, actually, that was an improvement, possibly.
Hey, what could I say?
Yeah, nothing is really what you, is what I would
feel suggest. Like much mouth from Fat Albert.
Hey, Dominic.
Actually, I like the look. Keep it that way, Jerry.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. Dominic, I apologized in advance, and I'm going to hold to that, okay? Salvamar is the name of the book. Search for it on Amazon.
That's with a V,
right?
I've got to hold this up earlier. That's
yeah.
What it looks
Salvamar.
Like.
There you go for CJ's.
There it is. Thank you.
Salvamar. There you go.
Oh, okay. Now it's easy.
So I read it in the last few weeks. I did very much enjoy it. And like I said, it's quite a bit of diving history, especially in the commercial diving world.
Now, with your challenges, how long did it take you to read it?
What do you mean?
I know
he had it on audio.
What, how long did he ask you to read, do the narration for it?
No, not yet. No,
no. You don't have an audio book, right, Dominic?
Not yet, no. Can you imagine what it would sound like with this accent?
Well, we know
it.
Sounds
really cool.
That's right.
We can hook you up with CJ.
Well, that's true.
It'd sound better with his voice.
It'd sound smarter.
Greg right? would understand the big words better.
Okay, enough of you. Before I'm this close. I'm this close to turning off your mics. Just stop. All right. Anyway, do a search on Amazon. Pick it up.
Salvamar.
It'll give you some stuff to do on your surface interval in between dives if you're having trouble diving right now, or you feel that you should stay hunkered down, as we are being told to do. You know, it's like Jeff Tarode mentioned at the end of hour two. We're in a tough spot right now on many levels.
I haven't ordered anything recently. So the Amazon drivers are still rolling.
Yeah.
Cool. So if I order the book, I'll have it tomorrow.
Well, yeah, or you get it as an ebook too, I could believe, right, Dominic?
Yeah.
It's both.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Cool.
All the way from it. Yeah, they'll fly it all the way over from the UK. Or you could just get the electronic
ebook. If you like the
ebook, it's Corona free.
Okay.
You can order it on Amazon.com anyway, so you can order it be printed and sent from the US too.
Either way.
Greg, did you get the large print version?
Oh, just quiet. All right, so look, about this dive. So after everybody has heard Jeff and what he's dealing with down in South Florida with the six-packs, has that changed any of your opinions on whether you should go diving right now? I'm going to start with Casey the Tobacco Nut. What do you say?
Well, as much as I'm jonesing to get wet, I guess I'd have to play it by the rules and not go. But I would think there could be some sort of an arrangement, especially on the bigger boats, for taking out smaller groups.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting. But what about diving?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah? What, Brittany? What do you say? Let's get an awkward gypsy's perspective.
Think alike, Brittany.
Yeah.
No, I honestly, I'm a strong proponent in just staying inside. If you want to go diving off your dock or your canal or in your bathtub, then you know, so be it. But I think that everyone should just probably stay put. I just saw Beth Watson posted that the Bahamas have completely closed the borders.
Yeah. So. Hey, Walt. Brittany, Walt.
We have the hot tub over here. We can do that. The high turbulence, confined water.
Yes, you do confined water at the Gomez Hilton hot tub. All right, mute your mic, Walt. You got too much going on over there. Hey, you know, he's out at the tiki bar and it's hopping. You know, it's family you got over there. Is that right, Walt? I'm assuming at the Gomez Hilton today.
Social distancing.
Right.
Social
distancing. We'll go with that.
What he means is social lubricating.
You know, just quiet. Just quiet.
The alcohol disinfects the COVID virus.
Yeah,
right?
Diver Dennis. He knows. Okay, so look, I agree that you got to be creative. Maybe you can have some fun with it. We've seen all the viral videos and pictures, like of the two divers at the grocery store, fully equipped. That one's made the rounds. Another one of divers, you know, trying to sneak a dive in, and they're standing in their shower. Have you seen that one?
No,
you haven't seen that. Maybe you ought to try it. That's one way to get your diver fixed, or you can read a book like Salvamar and still keep your head in the game. participate and listen to Scuba Radio, as you should be doing whether you're diving or not, or just find some other, you know, dive related TV and stuff like that to watch in the meantime. By the way, I got a suggestion. Has anyone
Here we go.
Been watching Global Investigator starring Rob Riggle on Discovery Channel?
Negative. Seen, yes.
The first episode, he goes Negative. After Atlantis and finding the lost city of Atlantis. There's a lot of diving in it. I thought it was excellent. I thought he really did a great job.
Did he find it?
Did he find it? Of course. He's Rob Riggle, Global Investigator.
So he found Atlantis.
He did.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, they always find it on TV.
What did you say?
What channel is that on?
That was on the Discovery Channel.
Discovery.
Okay. Yes. So I think there's two episodes out right now. But the first one, the premiere episode, I think there's only going to be like six or seven of them. I don't think it's a big run for the season. But the first episode, the premiere episode, is about finding the lost city of Atlanta.
Atlantis.
Yeah, Atlantis.
Atlanta.
I'm sorry.
I know where lost. Atlanta
No, he
is.
Found Atlanta. And he took
Atlanta's on, clearly on the map.
Okay.
I've been there several times.
But Rob Riggle.
Now you can't get lost in Atlanta.
Easily.
You could do that. I mean, he did really good, I thought, on Shark Week this past year.
Yeah.
So they've expanded his role as Global Investigator, and he's doing some diving in that series. Check it out. Something to pass the time when you're not diving. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me, and connected via the web, we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which is made up of, Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, Mermaid Kristen, Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, what do we call him?
Diver Dennis.
Yeah, Diver Dennis, and Walt DeMartini live at the Gomez Hilton Tiki Hut. Today sounds like you know there's no shortage of booze going on there, because every time Walt talks to us, I hear clinking and bubbles.
Tiki Hut, tobacco hut.
What?
Big old butt.
Okay, it might be flowing here in the studio too. Drinking the hand sanitizer again?
I was nipping at the water.
I don't know. Remember that hand sanitizer? It's not safe to drink, even though it's made up
of hut,
you know, major, you know. Part of that is alcohol, but it's not safe to drink.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you got Lita's hand sanitizer, by the way, you could pick up. They have some ready to ship.
Was it all natural?
Yep. There it is. It's all right there. Now,
it is.
I told you, you know, that Rob Riggle show, Global Investigator, might be a way for you to get your diving fix. Has anybody else seen anything that they can do other than watch, you can watch Scuba Radio on Facebook Live now. What say you, Casey?
Josh Gates was diving for the lost hurricane airplanes the other day.
Aha, uh-huh, yes. He's been doing quite a bit of diving. That's for sure.
We need to hook up with him again.
I think that would be a good excuse to do so. I think we got to get Rob Riggle on. That might be a possibility.
That would be a good one, too.
I think both of them need our help.
In what sense, Casey?
Well, professional divers that we all are, they could use us as their team.
Oh, okay. You mean hire us? Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, but usually it works out they hire you and then we do it on a volunteer basis.
Oh, I like the sound of that. I'm available every day except Saturday.
Kids' parties.
Yeah. What?
Balloon animals.
No, I don't do that.
Not anymore.
No, since the incident. Yeah. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
As a kid, I got hooked on watching nonfiction television in the guise of the undersea world of Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau was huge.
I watched, they were on about once a month, and it wasn't just the ocean. He would go into like lakes and stuff. I remember he went into Lake Titicaca in South America, and they took the submarines, and he said, we took the submersibles to the bottom of Lake Titicaca. Much to our surprise, we found nothing but titties and caca. That's the joke we said the next day in junior high.
Let's get underwater, don't you worry, 'cause everything's gonna be fine. Let's get underwater, don't you feel it, the silence here is divine. Let's get underwater.
I would if they'd let us. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me, and we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web today. And you can plainly see them on Facebook Live today. I apologize in advance. So if you don't want to see what the squad looks like, then I encourage you to avoid it at all costs, because once you see them, you can't unsee them.
For some odd reason, Barry the boater head is N95 mask on.
Really?
Maybe protecting his mic.
Well, that was Bubble Boy. Bubble Boy had a gas mask here in the studio last week, but that had nothing to do with the virus, and it had more to do with what him and CJ had. I think it was Mexican before they came into the studio last week. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so we're clear.
So, hey, Greg.
Yes, Jerry, the diver guy.
We were talking about this, what should we do kind of thing, if go diving or not diving.
Yep.
But Gerald Pratt brought up a good, interesting point.
Okay.
On Facebook Live.
Let's hear it.
He's been debating this with his San Diego friends, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some says go, some says no, but he made the point that what if something happens? And you have to go to the ER, whatever. So,
oh, you mean if you get injured while diving?
Yeah. They're already under enough stress.
Good. Well,
so can you can go diving, can't you? Because you're wearing a wetsuit and a mask and breathe. So if you basically have your own gear on before you get in the boat, then you're perfectly safe, aren't you?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, I mean, you got that barrier, Dominic. And I know he's thinking of this from, you know, across the pond from, like, what are these crazy Yanks doing over in America? What we have is a situation where they're telling us that we cannot or we should not go out and do activities that we don't necessarily need to do.
They don't want us to breathe here.
Now, the reality, you bring up that point about getting hurt or, you know, having an injury. The reality is you got a better chance of messing yourself up on the boat than you would underwater while you're diving. So that, you know, it really isn't an issue of you hurting yourself while you're diving, like getting bent.
It's not that.
What is that? If you're on the boat, they get a lot of situations where people, you know, bust their toe or a tank falls on your foot. You know, you trip, you fall down, that kind of thing. That is more likely than you having an incident underwater or while you're diving. So, that's just what the numbers are. So, I don't know. It's a tough call, but that makes sense. CJ?
Is knocking over a liquor store or robbing a bank still off the table? Or is that cool?
I think it's awesome. I don't think it's legal, but I think.
Legal smear.
I mean, chicks dig, you know, bad boys. Isn't that right, Kristen? Don't they? Do they still do that? Yeah.
Get caught and then dudes dig bad boys.
Is that right, Kristen? What do you say? Yeah. She doesn't say anything.
She's checked out.
She's all choked up. What do you say, Kristen?
She's bored to death.
Kristen, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You've got your mic muted, I believe. Brittany, how about you? Brittany?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They dig bad boys still. See?
Cool. We need a driver.
Wait, Greg. You need to ask the River Redneck.
The River Redneck.
Yeah, Mermaid Kristen.
She's a
we tried Mermaid to. Kristen. We couldn't hear her.
Yes, she is a she's Jerry, a River listen. Redneck.
Yeah, yeah, Kristen, her mic is muted or something. I think she accidentally muted her.
No, it's not muted. I think she disconnected something by mistake.
Ah, that's what it was. Okay, thank
Don't
you.
Don't stick up for.
Well, we got, you know, Brittany, I mean, her opinion counts.
Can you hear me?
Sure. Yes, yeah, we hear you now, Kristen. There you are.
Kristen's back.
There she is.
Yes.
I took it off of this microphone headset, and it's, I don't know, I didn't do anything. I don't know why it stopped working.
Yes.
It's working now.
You're just a,
working
you're
just now. This is what happens. This is what happens when you combine drinking and talking.
Working now.
But that's okay. She's back. So, Kristen, so you heard my question.
Or did she?
Or, yeah, no, she did.
I heard the question.
So, chicks still dig bad boys. So you.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So you got something there, CJ. That might work for you. Might put you in jail, but chicks will dig it.
Not if you don't get caught.
Okay. Well, good point.
Oh, God.
That's a good point.
Okay. So anyway, there's that. But I don't think, you know, any of the opinions expressed here on Scuba Radio today are those of totally insane individuals.
Getting away would be a lot easier. There's way less traffic.
Well, there's, okay.
And don't the police have to keep a social distance?
Not with their bullets.
You'll have to cuff yourself.
But I don't think they're going to shoot a bank robber.
Let me just say, this is probably not the best forum in the world to discuss your next heist.
All right, I'll keep it quiet.
Let's just move
off the
on
air, off the things. Air. Off the air.
Okay, moving back to diving.
Yes.
Yes.
What say you, Brittany? You going to do any or no?
I may do some in this canal here. Maybe I'll pull up a gun. Maybe I'll pull up a cash register.
Dead body
but a couple of my friends, yeah.
Stick to
my
stone crabs.
Do some Discover Scuba Diving. So I might try that. Well, what I was really interested in is Walt said he just got a new boat. So let's hear about that.
Got a new boat?
Yeah, it's a 14-foot hard bottom, rigid inflatable with a 60 Yami engine on the back of it.
What?
Yeah. What?
Why? So exactly why did you get that?
It was Koji. It was on one of the yachts he was sending to Japan.
Yeah.
And he said, they don't want it. And here's a boat for you.
Really?
You got a free boat?
Gotta love that. That'll be nice. I mean, it's a 16 footer inflatable, you say?
14 foot hard bottom. Inflatable.
Oh, okay.
Rigid, a rib or something. Rib.
Yeah, rib.
Rigid inflatable boat, and it's small enough for Greg's truck to tow.
That is.
Center console.
Yep. So Captain Walt would be the captain, as you would expect, and you could probably take a couple divers. You sit on the inflatable sides of it, and roll right off, and you're good to go. Yeah.
I personally would rather stay here at the Tiki Hut and. Let Brittany take them out, or
I'll take it.
Or
do you have any boating experience, Brittany? Not that that would stop you.
I mean, isn't there a little captain in all of us?
Okay,
point zero.
No, good enough for me.
Also, she has the largest glass.
The largest class is that you said class, right?
Glass. Cup,
okay, just
glass,
checking.
Cup. Clop.
Oh no, dude, this is pretty big.
Clop. I am so confused.
Glass.
Yeah.
Of beverage.
Drinking.
So
everybody's drinking now.
Come on, Greg. Yeah. Pay attention.
I keep forgetting we're not diving.
Get your head out of the gutter, Greg.
We're just talking
listen,
and drinking.
Greg, listen.
Yes, I apologize.
Think, Greg, think.
CJ, what say you?
Think where this show will go if we keep this up much longer.
Yeah. Well, it's only going to go down, but that's okay. We're divers. CJ, would you go diving with Captain Brittany
at
the helm?
Hell yeah.
Do you have any boating experience for real, Brittany? Or you've never done a boat thing, have you? Or have you?
I mean, I've always had a boat, like growing up and stuff. But
oh, you
that's
did?
Just in a lake.
Oh, it's just in a lake. Okay.
How hard could it be?
I thought she was going to like, well, I got experience. I did like the bumper boats at Disney World.
What could
time.
Possibly go wrong?
Exactly. I have a boating license, too.
You do?
All right. There's Captain.
I have
the
my
other
boating
captain.
License, too. Florida boating license. Perfect.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. There's no such thing.
I got a beard. Does that count?
Wait, nope. there's no such thing as a Florida boating license.
Actually, there is.
There is. Listen,
if you were born after January 1st, 1988, in the state of Florida, you have to have a license to boat.
Greg was born after 1888.
Thank you, Barry.
Good one, Barry.
we're about ready to break Dominic here.
I could have swore there was some sarcasm in your voice.
He's trying to control it.
Yeah, he doesn't know what to think.
Listen, yeah. Like, what the hell? Where are all the sharks?
What the hell is going on? You hear that? All right, so look.
Who's drunk?
Just quiet, will ya?
Brittany or Kristen have to run the boat because I'm not allowed to leave home at my age.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's
Did everyone
it.
Just
I thought it was that ankle monitor.
All right. Well, you know, we got a new boat. What is the name of this new rigid inflatable you got at the Gomez Hilton? Do you have a name for it?
No name.
No name. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We may have a new mission here at Scuba Radio that we might have to have help Captain Walt DeMartini name his new rigid inflatable.
I got something.
You got something? Well, okay. It's coming up next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So they get me out on this boat and they start to passing out the gear. They hand me my flippers, fins there, and I slip them on. Then they give me my mask. Now I'm about to put my mask on when I look over and I see 23 people spit into their mask. I'm going, now what is this for? But I figured it was one of them life-saving techniques. So I put a lot of spit in my mask because I didn't want to get down there and run out.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That rope might come from the new boat there at the Gomez Hilton, that 14-foot rigid inflatable. Doesn't have a name, but maybe we'll come up with one here before we finish up the broadcast today. I don't know. Captain Walt DeMartini, you got this boat. You don't have a name. Isn't it bad luck to have a boat and not have a name on it or something? Or
no, just it's too bad luck to change the name.
Well, but doesn't it have to? It had a name before you got it, didn't it, or did it? Or is it just brand new?
Brand new.
Oh, okay.
I think it needs to be Julio.
Okay, are
you ready?
All right, Brittany has an idea, sounds like.
This is a Kristen and I, but this one, the Quarantini.
The Quarantini dive boat.
Actually, Dennis came up with that first.
Okay,
he suggested it first.
All right, give Diver Dennis credit. Yes, CJ.
Oh, wait, I have one more.
Wait, hold on. CJ?
No, go ahead.
Let her go first. Okay, go ahead, Brittany.
Are you ready, Walt?
Yeah, ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
The new key. Say it, Walt.
Nookie.
Nookie. Okay. Girl who loses key.
Gets new key.
Has to get.
That's a Barry joke.
Yeah.
Took a great minute on that one.
Okay. It'll sink in eventually.
How about, all right, so Walt's big boat is the dry martini.
Dry martini.
What about this boat could be the bikini martini?
The bikini martini.
It's only female driven.
Possibly. Okay. True. Yeah. Technically you might be correct, but it could be
like the extra dry.
The extra dry martini.
It could be for the older ladies.
The dirty martini.
Hey now. All right. Well, I should have known better to throw it out to the scuba squad.
If you name this boat Nookie, are you going to be playing Limp Bizkit?
No.
Please, God, no.
Yeah, don't do that. What was the first one? The Corona what? Or the what?
Quarantini.
The Quarantini.
Quarantini.
That's my favorite.
Quarantini.
The dry martini and the Quarantini. See, that kind of goes together.
Yeah.
The dirty Quarantini.
I don't know. It's up to Walt. It's his boat, I guess. So he's going to.
What do you think about it, Dominic?
Okay. Well, there's a name in the UK that plagues naming contests. And it's Boaty McBoatface.
That's right.
Yeah, we remember that.
Boaty McBoatface.
That was my favorite.
Right. Well, it could be. He could do that one.
But my vote would be Red Knickers after my dad's boat. So.
Red Knickers.
All right. That could work. Yeah, CJ, what do you
think? John C. on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can even say this.
What?
He's got an idea. He's got a name for the boat.
Can you bleep yourself? Or is that what you're saying?
I think I can say this.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
All right, try it.
He says what?
I don't think you can say it if you're already breaking yourself up here.
He says, why don't you call this boat the Dirty Whore?
Huh? Wow.
I don't think that's right.
Oh,
that's rough.
Brush my teeth.
Hey, what are you doing today? I'm out driving or I'm out riding.
I'm on the dirty whore.
Greg, could you see it if you were calling the Coast Guard? This is the dirty whore calling.
The six of us.
Wow. And then they.
Mayday, the dirty whore is going. Now I'm going.
No, just quiet. Just stop it, because they'd answer back like, hey, which one? Oh, geez. Yeah.
Where have you been? Oh, I was out on the dirty floor all day.
Golly. I knew.
Oh, look, I caught something on the dirty floor.
Just stop already.
I got an appointment with my dirty
whore. Okay, all right.
Can we all ride on the dirty whore?
Okay, well, that's enough. Enough out of you guys.
I apologize, Greg.
We're still broadcasting on terrestrial radio. Let's keep it that way for now.
All right, clean it up a little bit. Call it the standards. Office. That way when somebody asks you where you are, tell them, hey, I'm in the office.
Yes, okay. All right. I think I better
dirty
just...
Whore.
All right, that's enough.
The orifice.
Mics have been muted. You guys are in timeout. Just stop. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is in timeout.
I think we have a favorite, judged by the reaction. What do I win?
You win a ride on the...
Wait, that wasn't me. Sorry, that was John C.
Okay.
On Facebook.
You Let's give ask Drunken Sailor what he'd call it. He's living under the dock.
Yeah, you know what? That'd be up for Captain Walt DeMartini. Actually,
look at that. We're out of time.
Oh, no. We still got a minute to kill.
A British first of a dirty whore, a lady of the night.
You know, that would be more proper. It would sound a little bit more sophisticated. I kind of like that. Hey, what are you doing? I'm out diving on the lady of the night. That's going to be
still like dirty whore.
British voice, it sounds so much more
It
proper.
Does. It sounds more.
Anyway, say it, Dominic.
Maybe you should just say it, call it that.
Dirty right. hole.
Okay, there you go. On that note, we'll wrap it up. Jeez. Anyways, it's going to go downhill quick. All right, well, we got to entertain ourselves some way during
Thank you,
this
John C.
Corona chaos. So thanks for checking in. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Dirty water.
Oh, safe diving, everyone.
Dirty
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.